الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we have entered the sixth day cruising peacefully, alhamdulillah, in this holy and glorious month of Ramadan, 1446 in brackets 2025 according to the Gregorian calculation. We ask Allah the Almighty to crown our efforts with huge successes.
Amen.
May we be among those that are saved from perdition or the hellfire in the month of Ramadan. Those that are sick, may Allah grant them quick recovery.
Amen.
Those dead as Muslims, believers, may have their graves a permanent resting place as a gateway to the paradise. Amen. We don't have questions, but I will ask this question and then I'm going to answer. In the month of Ramadan, if somebody cooks a food, a lady, and she wants to test whether the food is okay to the taste of the eaters, like is the salt okay or not okay? Is it extra salty or under salty, so to speak, this way? What is the position of a woman testing foods to know whether the food can be eaten or not? The reason why is because if she tests it, there are chances of her swallowing it. Now, this is a critical situation. The answer to this is that the best is for her not to test. But if it becomes crucial, let her do it. Maybe her daughter that is not fasting because of menstrual cycle of women, let her test it for her to be on the safe side. That is the answer to this important question. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. Let's take the first ayah to be recited.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نطمع أن يغفر لنا ربنا خطايانا أن كنا أول المؤمنين.
Now you will recall that the believers who rejected Pharaoh, Fir'aun, finally, we are threatened with extermination by Fir'aun or the Pharaoh. He threatens to cut their hand and leg in variation, يعني من خلافين. He threatened to crucify them, and they said, لا ضيرة, there is no worry, no harm in what you want to do. Do your worst. Because we are returning back to our Lord, that is Inna ila Rabbina munqalibun. They said this. And they said, Inna natuma'u. Is that the ayah?
No.
They said, Inna natuma'u. An yaghfir lana Rabbuna khatayana an kunna awwal al mu'minin. Natuma'u. We are of the wish. We are desirous of our Lord forgiving our misdeed, khatayana, or our sinfulness. Because inna ila rabbina ankunna awwal al-mun, because we became the first of those to believe. So you can do your worst. We ask our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer, our owner totally, to forgive our oversteps, our mistakes, because we turn out to be the first of those who believe. So we don't have any trouble killing us because of our belief. They stood their ground. Next ayah.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ This is ayah number 52 in chapter 27, Surah Ash-Shu'ara. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ We revealed, we gave the revelation to Musa, telling him what? أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ Oye Musa, come out of Egypt. Asri, you see, Asri is night journey. Come out in the night secretly, discreetly. Leave the city in Egypt, leading my servants, because innakum muttaba'un, certainly you will be pursued. They will pursue you. They are going to be after you. So leave out secretly, so that, you see, this tells you, you have to be strategic in everything. Yeah. If you want to run away from your enemy looking for you, devise a means to beat his satanic strategy. So, go with my servant, innakum muttaba'un, certainly you'll be pursued, you'll be followed, wanting to capture you and inflict harms on you the more. Next ayah.
فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين
saying
إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون
next
وإنهم لنا لغائبون
again
وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ
You see, these verses are interconnected in the context of exegesis, that is tafsir. In English, tafsir means what? Exegesis. Mufassir is called exeget. Get it well. Now, Allah says, فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ Pharaoh sent across the cities congregating people. Hey, come on. Come. We are going to pursue Musa and his people. He was sending ivy. They call it ivy. Okay. Hashirin, congregating, grouping people to do the satanic things to be done. And then when he sent, he was saying, "Inna ha'ula'i lashirzimatun qalilun." These ones, Musa and his people are shir. You know shirzima? A little group. They are in the minority. Qalilun, very little. It's a group of just little people, or you know, just small group of people. Shirzima. Wa innahum lana lagha'idun. Look at them. They cause our anger. What they are doing make us to become ghaizin, full of rage. They made us to be flying into a rage. وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرٌ All of us are apprehensive of what they're doing. If you don't do something to stop them, they are going to steal their way of worship and system. Pharaoh was very, very, very gimmick. You know gimmickry? He was dangerously of gimmickry. He can do them in treachery. Very, very treacherous and having negative mind. Now, having said all this, Allah said,
فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وكنوز ومقام كريم كذلك وأورثناها بني إسرائيل فأتبعوهم مشرقين
Now, فأخرجنا take it easy. فأخرجناهم من جنات وعيون Now, the whole thing was said. Musa alayhi salam and the Israelite left. They left Egypt, going to the land of the promise. Now Pharaoh got to know. He congregated his comrades to do what they will do. Then Allah said, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَأُيُونَ We took them out, if you like it, we extracted them out of their jannatin, luxurious paradises of this world. Wa'uyunin and the springs of water. Meaning, when they left, that means they were leaving their places permanently because Pharaoh would not come back. So Allah said, we took them out, unknown to them. He was so braggadocious. He was pompous. He was hydra-headed. He felt being arrogant. He is Alpha and Omega. Unknown to him, miskeen. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ We took them out, مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ From their places of authority, their paradises, their luxuries, وَأُيُونٍ And springs of water. وَكُنُوزٍ And treasures, kunuz, plural, kans, singular. So we took them out of their places of money, kunuz, wa maqamin kareem, a lofty position. We just caused them to lose all these places in pursuit of Rasulullah Musa, alayhi salam. If Allah is with you, who can be against you? That's it. If Allah is with you, No any Tom, Dick, or Harry can be against you. Western time, just. So, كَذَلِكَ in this manner, وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ We made Israelite to inherit. Because they were removed, who took their place? Israelite. Imagine. That is how Allah does things. كَذَلِكَ in this same like manner, وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ We cause Israeli children to inherit because al-wiratha. Next ayah. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ They pursued them, you know, eastwards. Because the geography of Egypt as at then, what you have eastward, westward. So they followed them, following eastward. Just like here in Kano, eastward, Gumel Swat, Adizirot, not westward. Is that correct? That's the geography. So Pharaoh came out pursuing. His Quran is giving every detail, even the geographical location. Next ayah.
فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ
Now Pharaoh set out. Pursuing Musa and his people. Musa and his group, alayhi salam, were ahead of Pharaoh. They were running, helter-skelter, to escape his capture. As they were about to leave, River Nile blocked their way. River, what can they do? Water before them, Fir'aun behind them. Look at the tantahook. You know tantahook, the dangerous situation. Pharaoh, for sure, there is water here. What will they do? Now, listen. Allah says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ When they turn, oh, they say, here they are coming. That is tara'a. When the two group saw one another, tara'a. Qala ashabu Musa, the companions of Musa said, wallahi inna lam, wallahi, they will push, they will overtake us. In this situation, remember Allah. He said what?
قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ.
Look at the iman. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. قَالَ, he said. Who says? Musa. كَلَّا, nay. Stop talking this way. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي, my Lord is with me. If you have Allah's togetherness, for example, if Allah's with you, like I've said, who came against you? Nobody. So, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَئِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهَدِينَ. My Lord is with me, okay? By His assistance, His support, His comforting care, they are with me. سَيَهَدِينَ. He will guide me for the way out. And of course, the way out instantly, spontaneously, miraculously did come. Next ayah.
فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ.
فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ, we revealed to Musa during that critical moment. It's a decisive period then. So we send revelation to him, saying what? An adrib bi asaka al bahra fanfalaqa fa kana kullu thiqin qad tawd al adhim. We gave him revelation. Idrib bi asaka al bahr, take your staff, strike the river. Imagine. Strike it, hit the river with your staff. فَمْفَلَقَ, it got splitted. River been beaten, then it became two. The bottom could be seen. The water, where is it? In a miraculous way. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. Okay, here the water became two parts. Each part became katodi, like a lofty mountain. La ilaha illallah. The water rose up in a standing nature. Have you ever seen this? It's a miracle of the Anbiya. Katod al-Azim. Two parts of the water rose up like what? Clearing the way for Musa and his people. كالطود العظيم. الطود, a huge stone standing gigantically, عظيم, very magnificently. وَأَزْلَفْنَا, give the next ayah.
وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ.
وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ. Then we brought near to the place others. Who are the others? Fir'aun. But for Musa, the way out. You are afraid? Come on, enter. They entered, no water. The dry sand was there. This is miraculous. So people are asking, who can tell us a river that its sun was seen for one day? Says river what? River what? Nile. Which time? During the escape or departure of Musa alayhi salam from Egypt to the land of promise. La ilaha illallah. Now Fir'aun, in his megalomaniac mind, in his autocratic and despotic mentality, came forth. Some ulama are saying, when he saw the river, he said, huh, she knows the God has arrived. Hajj Masjid. The river knows that I am the king. It is making way for me. La ilaha illallah. It is not done for you. It's for Musa. Huh? You didn't know Allah says, "Idrib bi asak al bahra fanfalqa fakanu kull firqin qatala adim." Didn't you know this? How could he know, a kafir? So Allah says, "Wa anjayna." Did you read it?
No.
Read it. Wa azlafna thamal. I told you the meaning of wa azlafna. We brought near. Thamma there. Al akhir in the race. Then he came forward and his group. And he saw the river split. Now.
Wa anjayna Musa wa man ma'ahu ajma'in.
Next.
ثم أغرقنا الآخرين.
وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين. وأنجينا we saved موسى ومن معه along with those with him. أجمعين totally. أجمعين is an emphasis, just emphasizing that we saved him along with those who followed him. Completely. Okay. What about Fir'auna? ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then we drowned the remaining. You know drowning? They were gulped by the water. After Musa crossed, the angels withdrew their wings and the water came back again. After Pharaoh was in the middle, La ilaha illallah. So, some people are saying there was a time Satan came to Pharaoh, asking him, Pharaoh, if somebody, no, some say just an angel, Allah, they ask him, you have a servant, you fed him, you pampered him until he reached poverty, he became a man, and later he rebelled against you. What would be your decision on him? He said, I will draw him in this water. So they are saying he gave a judgment against himself. Because look what happened later. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. So he was drawn. That is the meaning. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ what?
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ
وَإِنَّ
رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. In this scenario or in this reality, لَآيَة, there is a sign. Because آيَة can be divided into two. There is آيَة مَقْرُوءَة. There is ayah manzura. One ayah is to be recited, like the ayat recited by the Al-Rahman. Ayah makru'a, inna tuqra. But there is an ayah, just look at it, it's wonderful. You, a man, you are an ayah. Is it not so? Go and look at a golden rose, is an ayah. Look at the camel, an ayah. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. So there are ayat just to be looked at critically to augment and make your iman stronger and stronger. So Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. How can he?
No.
وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed there is an ayah, but most of them, we are not believers. Now, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord is Al-Aziz, the irresistible, the magnificent, Al-Rahim, the all-merciful, or the specially merciful. Now,
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. You see, Quran teaches three things, okay, principally. Quran teaches, yani, judgments, jurisprudential issues, al-ahkam, like things dealing with blood of haida, judgment concerning fasting, al-ahkam, that is jurisprudential issues. Secondly, Quran teaches pure tawheed. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, Allahu la ilaha illa qayyum. Thirdly, Quran teaches chronicles or narrative stories of the what of the past. Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasas. All right. So here we have this kind of narrative Quranically mentioned. Watlu alayhim naba Ibrahim. Rihas, read unto them concerning the narrative pertaining to Abraham. Ibrahim Abul Anbiya, the father of the Prophet, his story is very nice and worth telling. Read to them so that they will hear and derive a lot of lessons therefrom. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Did you read it?
No.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When Ibrahim said to his father, what is his name? Adhara. Are you sure? Who can give me an ayah where Adhara is mentioned? وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Chapter 6, verse 74, Al-An'am. So nobody should tell us, no, Azara is not his father, his father is Taraha. Who are you? Allah says, Azara is in Taraha. Allah says, Azara is in Taraha. Which can Taraha? So he told his father, Azar. So now Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ, when he said to his father, وَقَوْمِهِ, and his community, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, what are you worshipping? Worshipping what? He was asking them to, without approval, disapprovingly, what are you worshipping? قَالُوا what?
قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين.
قالوا, they said, نعبد أصناما, we are worshipping, we keep worshipping أصناما idols. فنظل, so we remain, لها, for this, عاكفين, remaining there permanently. الأكوف, we remain still. Akif, you maintain something. Now, Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِ. In the masjid, you remain there still. So they are saying, فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ, will remain worshipping it in prostration with a permanent reality. That is what we do. So, you see, they gave him an answer concerning what he asked them. But what they were doing is something condemnable, because worshipping an idol is a huge act of what? Disobedience to Allah the Almighty. Can we take some verses? Is it up? Okay, next.
قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدَعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَبُرُّونَ.
Then Prophet Ibrahim asked them a logical question. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Simple question. He said, okay, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. Do they hear you when you call them? If you call the idols, can they answer you? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ, do they benefit you? Or do they harm you? They neither bring harm nor benefit. This is an intelligent question. Okay? Now listen to their answer.
قالوا بل وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون.
قالوا بل وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون. قالوا they said بل no. The reason is that وجدنا آباءنا, we met our parents, our ancestors. كذلك is like this. يفعلون, they're doing. We just copy them. We are copy people. So by the time you become copy, you are not placing your action on proof and reason. You become mentally derailed. Try to put everything on قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Okay? رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ يَفْعَلُونَ. So you do it. No. This tells you, even if one's parent are doing something wrong, you don't copy them. Go for the truth. It shall set you free. That's their answer. وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. قَالَ
أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ.
أَنْتُمْ
وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِّي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعَبْدُونَ. He said, then tell me, these things you worship, what is your view? Let me ask you. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعَبْدُونَ. Tell me a story. What do you see about these things you worship? أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ. You and your parent of the olden days. فَإِنَّهُمْ أَدُوٌ لِّي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All of them, they are adversaries. They are enemies to me, except Allah, the Lord of the creation. Meaning what you worship, they are just nothing. They are enemies. Because something you worship, it takes to Jahannam, she'll be an enemy. This is common sense. So I'm telling you, what you worship, you and your parent, are just my enemy. I'm telling you this, you should know. That's the meaning of أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا. Look at what you worship. You know their position? They are my enemies because they draw me, if I do, to the eternal perdition. Next ayah.
الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ وَالَّذِي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين.
الله أكبر.
رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
He said, فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين. These idols are my enemies. The one I love is رب العالمين. You should know. Who is رب العالمين? Then the ayat explains. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. He is not created me. He is the one that guides me. Number one. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. He feeds me and gives me what I drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَيَشْفِينَ. If I am indisposed, I am sick, he cures me. Allahu Akbar. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ. He is the one that caused me to die and he brings me back to life one day. Ya Allah. Who is doing all this? مَنَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي. مَنْ يُمِيت. مَنْ يُطْعِم. مَنْ يَسْقِي. Look at the Tawheed in the purest form. That is a believer. If Allah upholds you, Nobody can fight you. He maintains Allah and Allah helps him. Then he says, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَوْ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. It is that Allah that I desire, I am desirous. I hope He is going to forgive my missteps, my sins, my things bad. يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, on the day of what? Recompense, or the day of judgment. You see, in Quran, ad-deen has many meanings. In Quran, ad-deen means al-Islam. Like in the deen, in the line, Islam. So ad-deen here means Islam. Ad-deen comes in Quran, but it means kufr. Like lakum deenukum. Who are here being addressed? The Quraysh. To you is your deen. That is your kufr. Deen comes, it means the day of judgment. Malik yawmi deen. Like here, وَالَّذِي أَطْمُوا أَنْ يَفْخَدِيَتِي يَغْفِرَ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. It is Allah that I desire أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي. When? The day of judgment. الدين, like where Allah says, وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعِ. Qiyamah is going to come. الدين also comes, it means social interaction. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُوا. So Prophet Ibrahim says, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَ أَنْ يَفْرَدَتِ, so that he forgives my mistakes and sins and trespasses, so to say, يوم الدين. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِ. O Allah, bestow on me a clear judgment. Okay? Clear position of knowledge. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِ. Do include me amongst the righteous servant. Is it time? Mm-hmm. We call it a day. At this juncture, we are going to go for the second round. Barakallahu fina wa fikum wa jama'ana wa iyyakum fil jannah wal rahma wa ja'alana min as-sa'imin al-qa'imin.